Blog Talk Radio.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Like that.
give me the rock now. Never missed a 3-point, so no need for rebound. Alpine speakers pumping so heavy. I'm just trying to go forward, so no need for a Chevy. Good people asking questions like, damn, who is he? Second guess yourself, just to make you too iffy. But I'm the real deal, big dough. And I'm ready, no SpongeBob. My white friends say I'm rad. See me gliding through the sky, higher than a climax. Yeah, I know you like it like that. When LG pick a track like that, I think they like it like that.
Motivations for facilitating Dave Ramsey's Financial Peace University is when you look at the statistics on the number of individuals that actually give their tithes and their offering in the church, then it's a very, very low percentage. And so in order to build God's kingdom.
3%, right? On average.
Yes, it's something like 3%. Only give their actual tithes, and 53% of the people that attend the church on a regular basis don't give anything at all. And it's many of us out there that I am sure that would love to give, but we need to be taught how to give.
We just don't have it.
And so when we have to give individuals the tools to get in a position so they can give. And so that's
right.
What was my driving and my motivation for bringing Dave Ramsey's Financial Peace University to Without Walls International. So that was my reason for doing it, and I think it's totally awesome because it's giving individuals the tools so they can have an emergency fund, learn how to save money and to get out of debt and to build wealth. And I just want to quickly comment, if we have any doubt on how big debt is in America today. If you've been around the last week looking at the news, the debt issue, the deficit, all of that, it's all around debt. So I'm
scary.
Just here to help
pretty
people
scary.
To get out of debt and to be debt free and to be.
And I love
well.
It. Because you have helped me tremendously, and it's only been like 3 weeks. But the debt situation with the government right now that you're speaking of is a real scary situation. The thought that grandma might not get her Social Security check is a problem for me.
Mm-hmm. It's debt.
Absolutely. We will be talking more about money, savings, and changing our behavior to beat debt right after this with our special guest, Carla Adams. I don't know why I want to keep calling Carter Atkins. It's Carla Adams, my friend, facilitator, Dave Ramsey's Financial Peace University. We'll be right back. It's 10:11.
CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show.
Understand that a life is not a movie.
TM Muhammad Radio Live Inside Money Monday with our special guest Carla Adams hanging out with us live from Newark. It's also our finance expert, Toya. This week, we really want to focus on dumping debt. That was our message last week. And the bottom line is, you know, if you tell a lie or spread a myth often enough, loud enough, long enough, that myth becomes an accepted truth in your life. And there's a lot of myths that we have just accepted, and they've become our truths. And that's what we talked about last week. Carla, you want to share some of those myths that we've made our truths?
Sure. Some of the myths that that we cover is one is on loaning money. When we loan money to our friends or our relatives, we actually believe that we are helping them. Well, that kind of changes our relationship with that person because now they become a borrower, a slave to us because we are the borrower. And so it really hampers that relationship, and that relationship is either strained or destroyed. So it's better, especially if you are, if a relative or someone close to you come and ask you for money, it's better, you know, if you can, to give it to them and not expect anything in return, if you can, to salvage your relationship with that person.
Right.
Because the
one thing
is
you just
that
said,
you are helping them, you won't be helping them.
And not helping them at all. And one thing that you just said in reference to the borrower versus the ruler, you know, Proverbs 22:7 says, the rich rules over the poor, and the borrower is the servant to the lender. That's in any circumstance, in any situation. You can say, well, loan me $5 from lunch today. And you say, I'll give it back tomorrow. And guess what? Tomorrow comes and goes. And now you try to duck me in the lunchroom. You are, in fact, now a servant to me until you pay my money back. And you just said, now our relationship is strained and could possibly be destroyed over $5.
Exactly.
It's better to just give the $5 away and never look for it back versus, you know, to lend somebody something as simple as $5. I just wanted to talk about the history of credit cards because I think credit cards will lead to the death of many of us, even those coming out of high school into college. We heard, you know, I think it was Jay Styles speak of credit cards last week from Blackstreet, who was hanging out with us. And, you know, credit cards, although frequently used, and they seem like the best thing ever, they're pretty new to our society. Credit cards were born in 1950. And although it's 26 years after I was born, I was fascinated to know that credit cards had just really just come into our society in 1950. The Bank AmeriCard and American Express cards were created in 1958. And then the Visa brand was actually my birth year, 1976. That's pretty crazy when you compare to the debt that America has acquired with credit cards. You would think that they've been around 100 years. Carla, have you gotten rid of all your credit cards?
Close to it. I do have one credit card that's left, and I do intend on keeping that because that is emergencies. And if we can keep that balance and use it for emergencies, true emergencies, not the pizza man is at the door emergency, but true emergencies, you do need one credit card for such circumstances.
Right. Toya, have you gotten rid of all of your credit cards?
No. I have one, only because I still need to pay a small balance on it. But I do plan on getting rid of it. I know from going through the class, Dave teaches that you really shouldn't have, you don't have a need for credit cards if you have the emergency fund set aside that you're supposed to. Then there's really no need for a credit card because debit cards are so widely accepted now that there's no need to have the temptation of a credit card and getting back in debt. You should have the cash flow available to cover any emergency. So once that's paid for, pay it off, it'll be gone. But I've gotten rid of all of my other credit cards. And trust me, that's a big deal. I had credit card for every store in the mall, credit card for stores that are not in the mall. I don't know where the stores are. So, I did pretty well. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that is a major accomplishment. Mm-hmm. Toya did go through Financial Peace University. Toya, what was your most memorable aspect of the program?
I think my husband and I, we dumped, I want to say, almost $14,000 in debt during the class time alone.
Wow. You said $14,000?
Uh-huh. Yep.
Whoa.
And it was mostly because we were doing things backwards. We were saving, but really you're saving money for what if you owe a lot of people? So what we did is we paid off the majority of our debt. We still kept enough money in there to cover our emergency funds, but still we paid off the majority of the debt, so we didn't owe anyone. If there was some type of emergency where I couldn't work anymore, he couldn't work anymore, and then we still owed people, that savings really was going to help us. So we paid the debt off. We still have money in our emergency fund. So now we're just building that back up. It's not a hard thing to do. We don't have any debt, really, except for our home, and I think I have one credit card, and he has one credit card. So we don't really have any debt other than our regular monthly expenses. All of our money can go to the savings. So it was a fair trade-off, take the money out of the bank, pay off the debt. There's no need in having money sitting around if you're not doing anything with it. So we just paid the debt off, and we're just putting the money back into the savings now.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Financial peace was well worth it in your life. Wow.
Uh-huh. My favorite class was the Gazelle Intensity, where you go after dumping debt as fast as you can by any means necessary. Eddie picked up a second job. Also to make sure that our savings didn't dip down. Then I put more time and effort into, my business. So, it was worth it. I learned a lot.
Gazelle Intensity.
Yep.
We learned about the gazelle last week, right, Carly?
That's right. You got to go.
Go. Get away from that cheetah. Hey, Carla, what's one more myth before we go to break?
I think another good myth is by co-signing a loan, many people think that I'm helping out a friend or a relative. The actual truth is the bank requires a co-signer because the person is likely not to repay the loan. That's why they ask for a co-signer. They need additional security on the loan that they are taking out.
So why ruin your credit when the bank already know the person that's trying to get the loan has poor performance when it comes to paying?
Choose to co-sign, you might as well just be ready to pay for the loan.
We're talking about beating debt and building wealth. Carla Adams. We'll be right back.
Oh, I'm sorry.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show.
With something like a phenomena, headed straight to the top in the elevator, spending bread like it's the lotto. You know us, we so get go.
Yeah, over here we got pop, girl, move your body, cause the party don't stop, and I'll be in the jam, the blam my own car. They can't understand why their hands is all rock. They used to ride huffies with the pack. Now ride huffies in the act. That look like Buffy in the back. These rappers that get smacked, I treat them like cussies in the trap. You like what? 300 for the bub? I'm like, what's 300 for the bub? We in the club on E, and mommy won't talk on me. If you with a girl, so I'm trying to cut on three. And the Simpsons, Gucci, Air Forces, Louis, stupid jewelry, I'm stuck in my ways. Smoke kush that I had yourself for days. $1,000 outfits, goddamn it, we paid.
What I'm saying, like a phenomena, headed straight to the top in the elevator. Spending bread like the lotto. You know us, we so get go.
Yeah, what else? And life of a rocker. Fine wine and soup made from lobster. Nothing but dimes on my roster. Cartier flair, so I dress them in posses. My cash is up, stash is tough. My new bitch, badass, baddest. I'm riding clean, high as a cloud. Billionaire club, no brokenness allowed. I was a youngin', now look, I'm a boss. Making fireworks, popping champagne cork. So y'all can go and take you a picture. Send my alcohol straight, no mixer. From the grind to the shine, from the hoop to the coupe, now I'm flying all the time. The bottom line is, she a dime beer. Would never decline me stepping behind
here. What I'm saying, like a phenomena. Headed straight to the top in the elevator. Spending bread like the lotto. You know us, we so get go.
Okay, I'm in the strip club with a vial in a stack. With them dimes that I need a model on my lap. Put ones in the rack, make that ass clap. Took her to the crib, hit a ghetto from the back. Ma, if you gon' ride on top, Sierra that. That boy Vane hard on the track, see Alice rap. Shorty half red, half brown, half black. $300 weave and still she fat that. In fact, I put 22s on it. You hear them say, he threw the big shoes on it. What bank the bread is in the bed? Shout to my PhD in the fed. Yeah, I'm all ghetto socks mismatching. But you don't see the mind with my shoes clashing. The cable is all clips, cream cheese in my pocket. Special on the wrist, all ghetto with it.
Like a phenomenon. Headed straight to the top in the elevator. Spending bread like the lotto. You know us, we so get go.
Jake toes and pose is stiletto.
Let's go.
Jeans sag due to the metal.
Let's go.
We keeps it all ghetto.
Let's go.
We keeps it all ghetto.
Let's go.
Nothing on the beat, she's so special. Shoes on the whip, ice on the vessel. We keeps it all ghetto.
Let's go.
We keeps it all ghetto. We keeps it all ghetto.
Tim Hyman Radio Live. That was Vane All Ghetto here on Money Monday. Thanks for joining us. We have a special guest on this evening who will and who is talking about Dave Ramsey's Financial Peace University. So, Carla, thank you so much for joining us again. We do appreciate it. You know, you guys have been touching on myths, and one of the big myths that I love to hear is about new cars. You know, everybody thinks, you know, if you get a new car, you talk to the right person, you put enough money down, you can get a really good deal on it. When in fact you can't, because a car loses, I believe it's 70% of its value in the first 4 years. You know, so you think you're driving off the lot with a good deal, but 4 years from now, your car is going to be significantly worth less than what you paid for. So you're losing a lot of money. You know, I think a lot of people don't realize that. They're more concerned with the car and their appearance and, you know, what people think about their new car, but your new car is not going to be worth hardly anything in a few years. So that's a big myth that I love that people really, really need to pay attention to.
No, you're right.
Yeah.
And as a matter of fact, to be specific, a new car loses about 70% of its value in the first 4 years. So a brand new car is not a good deal unless you have money to flush down the drain.
Right. And, you know, the one thing that they always talk about in our conferences that we attend through the UR Association, I'm not sure if you guys are familiar with John Sestina, but he's one of the top financial planners in the country. He's part of our business team, part of the UR Association. And the one thing that he talks about is, if you don't have cash to pay for something, then you don't have cash to buy it. You shouldn't be financing anything because that means you don't have the full cash to purchase the product. And, I mean, that's the same thing for cars. You know, people go out and finance cars, personal loans for, you know, items that they don't necessarily have to have that particular item. They can do with something that's worth less money. But, again, people are more they're more worried about appearance and what people think about them than their own financial health. So, I mean, that's one thing that he always drives home is if you can't pay cash for something, then maybe you don't, you know, you don't need it. And, you know, knowing exactly where your money is going and what, you know, what you're buying, what it's actually worth. So that's another big thing. Another thing that, you know, people, those that are making the big dollars in our association, you always hear about them paying for everything cash, from their cars to their homes. You don't hear too much about them financing. They save, they penny pinch until they get to the point that they want to be. And then, like they said, they live like no one else at that point. So, you know, I think
that's
people
right.
need to be more concerned with their financial well-being than, you know, their appearance when it comes to other people.
Yeah, and Dave is big on the concept of you live like no one else now. You save while everybody else is splurging so you can live like no one else later. When everybody's broke, you're the one looking like the fat cat because you are. It's not just an appearance. It's a reality. I thought a myth that I learned last week, you know, and I've never been big on cash advance places, rent-to-own places, title pawning, you know, tote the note, you know, car lots. You know, it's stated that, or it's thought that these are needed services for lower-income people to get ahead, when the reality is these are horrible, greedy ripoffs that aren't needed and benefit no one but the owners of those companies. I thought that was a serious truth that Dave Ramsey put out there last week. Carl, you got another truth to dispel that myth that's out there when it comes to beating debt?
Yes, I want to go back to the cars where we were talking about buying new cars. Well, even on any of the cars, car payments. Many people think that car payments are a way of life and you'll always have one. And that's just not the truth. Staying away from car payments and driving a reliable used car is what the typical millionaire does. That's how they become millionaires. But you do not have to have a car payment. As I think it was Toya that was just speaking, save you, you know, $4,500, go buy you a good used car. Drive that used car till you save another $4,000. Then you have, take that, the one you just bought, you may have $8,000 to go buy you another car. Then you save, and then go buy another car. So you don't always have to have car payments if you save the money and go buy you a car for cash.
Yeah, and we're talking about exerting wisdom, my friends. When you get to a point to where you realize, you know, that your income doesn't always match, you know, the debt, you know, the funds that are going out, you know, all it means is that you have to do something different. And you have to impart a certain level of maturity and wisdom. So what that means is it can no longer be about, you know, who's the flashiest, right? It can no longer be about who you're impressing, because guess what? Most people in those impressive vehicles can't afford them. That's the reality. We're talking about beating debt tonight and building wealth inside Money Monday with our special guest, Carla Adams. Up next, Toya live out of Newark, Delaware with Finance. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. This is Wet Money against the Walking. We'll be right back.
Never can't walk against the walking. It's in them jeans, city folks, and in the Tennessee. We up in vision, falling through like a guillotine. These jugging and bucking, popping hella beans. Blowing cushion and leaning out that promethazine. Been getting blow, but I'm focused, ready for anything. A boss, I don't need no. Gangsta walking gorilla on some Nino. Keep looking, cause you ain't on this. Trendsetter, you sitting on the same old shit. We can't
walk the walk. Air Force, 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 Air Force,
to cover five financial records that you can trash now. If you're anything like me, I hate clutter. And secondly, I hate any type of document that someone can get a hold of and use for their personal gain. So just a few documents that you can actually trash now. Of course, no one likes paying taxes. Everyone likes shredding old tax papers because they're pretty much a hassle. A lot of times you don't need them and they're in the way. But there are some people who are afraid to toss financial documents because they're unable to separate what is meaningful and necessary from what is pretty much frivolous and outdated. And then it gets even more confusing when, you know, some of the rules change, and some have changed this year. So just a few guidelines for keeping or shredding various types of financial statements. First being investment papers. When you sell a security that's held in a taxable account, you need to be able to say what you actually paid for it, or at least be able to come up with like a good faith estimate of the price you paid. That way you can calculate your profit or loss. So with that in mind, investors have always been told to keep documents that establish their actual cost, that cost that they actually paid. But now new rules require brokers to establish and maintain records about costs for stocks purchased beginning this year. The rules for mutual funds don't kick in until 2012. While many brokerages have been providing cost records for years, unless you're sure that your firm has the information is correct, then you should hang on to your older confirmation, especially for a few years. Secondly would be tax records. Just because you got a refund or you paid a bill, that does not mean that you're finished with your tax return. There are other extreme effects, like people who believe that because their paperwork involves the IRS, you know, it must be kept for a lifetime, and that's not necessarily true. They don't always keep record of everyone's tax return. So just assuming that you're not filing fraudulent returns for which there's no statute of limitations, then your income tax return boils down into several different types of paperwork. Just keep in mind that most of your tax preparers and accountants keep copies of your documents, usually for the life of your relationship. So there may be some type of backup of older documents, even if you shred your paper copies. But as far as your tax returns are concerned, right now, I know at one point they were saying that you should keep at least 7 years on file, but right now the rules say 3 years. That means anything that was filed in the spring of 2008 can actually be purged this year. I know I've kept mine for the past 5 years just to be safe, but if you have anything that is 7, 6, even 5 years old, you can actually shred and get rid of those. But before you actually do, just make sure you pull out anything that's related to home improvements, any records covering dividends or capital gains that were not part of the year-end investment statements. And because those documents may actually come in handy for calculating profit or loss when you sell your home or your investment. Pay stubs, just assuming that you received everything you're entitled to and you have no dispute with your employer, you can dump the paycheck stubs. Those you do not need to keep. The only recommendation would be to use the last stub of the year just to cross-check your employer's tax reporting to make sure you get the value reported correctly on your actual tax forms. So just cross-check your last pay stub of the year with the tax documents that your actual employer gives you, and then from there you can shred that last stub as well. Another thing that you can get rid of on a monthly basis would be your consumer bills. There's no need to keep bills once your payment has posted to that bill. A lot of times companies offer electronic forms of the bill, so there's really no need for you to get the paper bills unless you actually are someone who needs to see that paper in hand so that you can make sure your bills are paid on time. But once you've received them, you've paid the bills, it's posted to your account the next month, you can shred and get rid of those. There's no need to keep any type of credit card statements, utility bills, department store or service station, charge card bills. As long as you verify that the payment's going through, then you should be able to purge those as well. And lastly, any bank statements, canceled checks, and ATM slips. These days, most consumers don't actually get canceled checks anyway. Most companies, banks offer what's called like a mini photo image that you actually print offline. But either way, there's absolutely no reason for you to hold on to an old check from a trip to the grocery store, a flower shop, any type of store that you may go to. Most people don't even write checks now. A lot of people use debit cards. So there's no need to hang on to your canceled checks, especially if you're getting digital images of them. ATM slips and bank statements, once you receive those and you balance your checkbook every month, which you should be doing, a lot of people don't do, but what you should be doing to make sure everything posts correctly and there weren't any errors, once everything checks out for the month, you should go ahead and shred those bank statements, cancel checks if you're getting them, and the ATM slips. There's no need for you to keep any of those documents because a lot of them you can receive digital copies of them or have them downloaded online. So, again, no need to keep any bank statements, cancel checks, or ATM slips after you have balanced your actual checkbook. And lastly, the one good thing that you can do with most of the banks is you can actually do your bill pays online through your bank. That way you always have a history of all of the bills that were paid online. You can actually have all of your bills and bill reminders set up through your bank so that you don't have to receive those statements by mail. You can receive statements through your banks. That way you don't have to worry about papers to purge. You have everything electronically. I know the one thing that I did this year when I started shredding all my papers is I scanned and saved all of my tax documents for the past 5 years to like a scan disk. So if you can do that so that you don't have papers laying around the house, I mean, you have digital copies of everything, then that's acceptable also as long as you have copies of everything. I'm just scared someone will always, you know, have access to papers, and at that point, you know, people can access your personal information and can get different things with it. So, you know, that's an option as well, is just keeping copies of everything digitally. And that's pretty much everything for you that I have this evening. Just, you know, try to get rid of the paper clutter because that will help to prevent any type of identity theft, which is really, really big nowadays, especially with the state of the economy. So just keep those few things in mind.
Financial tips you can use each and every day. Coming live out of Newark, Delaware, with Toya. Thank you very much, madam. Pick up to Eddie James out in Alabama. This is Natural.
Okay, look, Ma, I can't change what I are. I let her drop the roof on the Maserati with two girls in the coupe that love the menage. Laid up, Ritz-Carlton, getting massage. I let her hit the street in that chromed out car. Hit the nightclub post at that bar. Smoke in the air till I float on Mars. Hit an endless highway, coast to DeBarge. If you a rider, let's float to Mars. to the stars. But baby girl, yeah, you know I love the street life. I probably hug in the corner under the street light. I probably in the club doing what he like, and he like to be free, and he like beautiful women around here, women in South Beach, the women in Cali. Come on. I do what I love, this is natural. Let's think rational. Should I fight my desires until I'm up in the casket, yo? Well, if you're asking, no, that's why I'm in the party. Can't see I'm high through the Cardi. I love the night lights, the bright lights, brown skin, waist trim, she my night wife, yeah. Okay, and maybe I'm crazy. Maybe I should be living how they telling me, baby. But why they don't pay me? I'm cakey, they think they living the fast life until they race me, yeah. In the city so electric. I can't fight the connection. Let me put it in perspective. Come on, it's the closest feeling to heaven. It's real. Baby, I was born to shine. It's only natural to live my life. Live my life. Yeah, okay. Baby, I was born to glide. Baby, I was born to fly. It's only natural to live my life. Live my life. Now let's live.
Another good myth is debit is a tool
and it should be used to create prosperity. Well, when surveyed, Forbes 400 were asked, what is the most important key to building wealth? 75% replied that becoming and staying debt-free was the number one key to wealth building. So that's the truth there. Getting out of debt.
Absolutely. Paying off debt is should be our number one priority. I love the fact that Toya said her and her husband paid off $14,000 worth of debt. That they were saving, but did a flash cut after going through financial peace to understand you can save and save, but if you owe, what are you saving? I think that's an awesome revelation as we mature and grow in the understanding of, you know, how to beat debt and build wealth. That was powerful right there, Toya.
Well, yeah, I mean, it only makes sense. You don't really have money as long as you owe it to someone, so.
I don't think we think about that, though. I think there are some people who were raised with the concept that, you know, debt is good. I can tell you, you know, I'm from a family that, you know, they're into business. They build businesses. You know, my grandfather was a candy man all his life. And, you know, I can remember, you know, hearing, not from my grandfather specifically, but from business people, that you should have debt. You know, debt is good. But, you know, that's clearly a lie. There's nothing good about debt. Is there, Carla? Is there anything good about debt? Should we have some debt?
I think it is best that we get and stay debt-free, because just imagine what we could do with the money that we have if we are not paying, you know, bill collectors or loan payments. Just to be debt-free, we could do anything that we want to do with our money. But I want to go back to, you know, a basic principle to start this that many people have lost, that famous B word, budget. We have to get on a budget, because you have to see what's coming in and what's going out. Many of us think that we have it in our head and we can pay our bills, and that's where our calculator is in the head. But we need a written budget so we can actually see, we will know how much is coming in and truly how much is going out. Then we will be able to see where we are actually spending our money.
Mm-hmm. I think that's powerful. And when you say budget, right? Many of us, including myself, so I'll speak just from my own account and why I think the B word is we got to get a new B word in our mentality, folks, because I think some of us are just as afraid as budget than we are of that other B word, you know. But money is active, and it's important to know what's coming in, what's going out. I think many of us are afraid to know what's going out or what needs to go out versus what's coming in, because we really don't have our priorities straight, you know. But you got to keep a written cash flow plan every month and stay away from the ATM. You're giving away $2 and $3 unnecessarily several times a week is a beast. I don't think we realize that that on average, many of us give away $15 to $20 just in ATM fees, you know, on a weekly or biweekly basis. Budgeting is important.
Exactly. And once you can see it and you can confront it, then you can control it. But if you cannot see it, you can't confront it, and you can't control it. So it's very key to have a written cash flow plan and actually plan where your money is going instead of your money telling you where it's going. So that means have a plan, have a be a budget, and actually put a name to every dollar that you have for income before it is spent. That's a little nugget there. Have your budget, plan it out, and you plan where your money is going before you actually get into the month and start paying the bill. So as you, your top line, you have your income, and then you just start doing your deductions, your utilities, your water, your car payment, your insurance. When the money runs out, you'll see it on your budget. Everyone that's below the line, they are below the line until we can work them above the line and get them paid. But you
we're gonna talk about that line. Who's above that line? Who's under that line? and how you make, you know, the determining factor of who needs to be above and below the line. Folks, you're in tune to TM Hammer Radio Live. You're inside Money Monday. We are trying to acquire some financial peace with our special guest, Carla Adams. It's 10:59. We're at the top of the hour. We'll be right back.
Oh, PM Hyman Radio Live with Chester Gregory, if only. And tonight, Money Monday, we are discussing, I believe, forgive me for my tardiness, financial peace and freedom.
That's right.
Okay. And I just want to say this. This might be off topic, but I feel like a L loser because two of my hosts and co-hosts have already been through the program or are going through the program, and I'm not. And I just feel like a L loser because I need to get on board with Dave Ramsey's program, and they're going to offer it at my church again, and I am there because I feel like it is definitely something I need. Money in the
no
bank,
doubt.
But not definitely.
We're just here to raise your awareness, that's all. So we know you're going to get in and you're going to be just fine.
I cannot wait.
No doubt. We are honored to have our facilitator for Financial Peace. I am a part of her first class. And again, it's made me very conscious, very aware of how I've been spending, which has been really like totally out of line, as well as my giving. We think often that we are helping people in our giving, in our doing, but often we are crippling them and damaging ourselves because although we may think we have an abundance or we may think we have excess, but if you owe anyone, you in fact are in debt to the lender, a slave to the lender as a borrower, and you got to get it right. Carla, how do you determine what's below the line, what's above the line, and quite frank, what's the line?
Okay. The line is that's the line you draw in the sand for your income and your expenses. Many of us make, we have more months than money, meaning we have more expenses than money that we earn. So at the end of the month, we're left with additional bills that we do not have enough money to pay. So as we are making our budget, the first four things to determine at the top of your budget is food, shelter, clothing, and transportation. That comes directly after your tithe. So those are the top five.
Absolutely.
Food, shelter, clothing, transportation. We call them the four walls. Have to have food, have to have shelter, have to have clothing, have to have transportation so you can earn money. So as you're doing your budget, those are the four walls that need to be taken care of first. And then you list out all of your other expenses. So once you start with your income at the top for the month, or if you have it biweekly, you separate it out biweekly. And then you just start listing those items. And when the money runs out, that's where you draw your line on your budget. Because you may still have other creditors that are still outstanding, but you have to pay your car payment if you have a car payment. Have to have auto insurance. So that's how we determine what's above the line and below the line. And as you continue to be obedient and change your behavior and how you manage your money, then those items that are below the line will work themselves above the line. And as you're talking to these creditors, you explain to them, you know, that you would love to pay them, but, you know, you're working on this process and you have to have food, you have to have a car, have to have clothes. So most creditors are willing to work with you, lower interest rate. So it's just keep in communication with the individuals that you do have a loan or credit out to.
No doubt. The bottom line is, people, you know, don't plan to fail, or, you know, excuse me, people don't plan to fail, they fail to plan. That was the thought that just got all scrambled up. Again, people don't plan to fail, they fail to plan. A budget is the epitome of planning. Point blank, period. You know, Proverbs 27 and 23 says, be diligent to know the state of your flocks and attend your herds. You know, and the bottom line is, be accountable and responsible for those things that belong to you. Do what you're supposed to do to maintenance them well, in layman's terms, right? You know, bottom line, managed money goes further. You know, a written plan, if actually lived and agreed on, will remove many of the money fights from your situation. You know, a written plan, if actually lived and agreed upon, will remove much of the guilt, shame, and fear that may now be a part of buying necessities such as food and clothing. Hecks, Macy's, JCPenney's, all officially today below the line. You know, the Rent Man, Tico, Virginia Power, New York Power, you know, the water company, they're above the line. You know, let's work smarter, my friends. Toya, how did that work for you when you started applying the above the line, below the line concept?
Oh, I've always had the above the line, below the line. If I don't have it to give to you, I don't worry about it. So whether I owe you or not, if I don't have it, you don't get it. So I'm not going to stress about it. You're the one who's out, not me. I know that's horrible to think that way, but that's how I thought, you know. I don't have to give it to you. What else can I do? You get it when I get it, you know. There's nothing else I can do for you. You can call all you like. You can send letters. It's not bothering me. I'm still not going to give it to you until I get it.
It's not bothering you.
No.
Above the line, below the line, folks, the bottom line is we have to change our behavior, our mindset, and what we do, what we say. You know, words are powerful. The words we use are powerful. But remember, money is active. And you must do, you know, a written cash flow every month in order to keep your checking account balanced. You know, overdrafts are a sign of crisis living, my friends. You know, it's sloppy, and it represents lazy money habits. So if you've bounced a check in the last 30 days, you really need to be looking for some financial peace.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show.
So hard to breathe, it said that we call love. Ain't nothing worse than a hurt feeling before love. When you get hurt by the one you're living for, ain't gonna make you wanna love no more.
No more. I just can't be loving you no more. I love you more than I love myself.
I love you more than all of myself.
addiction, pain is what got me.
Center said, Kids should go outside, stay active for at least 1 hour and exercise every day. Good for you. Mr. C.J. Center, 10-year-old workout guru. Derek Jeter and other athletes give back at a Tampa Youth Summit this past week. Some of the biggest names in sports, entertainment, and politics joined Super Bowl champion and Green Bay Packers receiver Greg Jennings, a former New York Yankee and Jefferson High School graduate, for a summit out in Tampa. Over 250 high school students from across the country were chosen to attend Yankees Captain's Youth Summit to allow some of the students to ask questions from the panel. Was one of the most important aspects of this weekend. One kid asked their opinion on the current education system in the country. Another asked how they managed to stay humble after making millions of dollars in pro sports. So big up to Derek Jeter and other sports and entertainment celebrities. Lastly, a pretty wild story. NFL star charged with violently beating his roommate. Cincinnati Bengals running back Cedric Benson was charged with violent beating his ex-roommate. Looked like his name is Clevens Charles. I'm not sure if they have that name backwards or not, because Clevens Charles is how it's written, but it sounds more like Charles Clevens. However, last week in Texas, Charles and the locked-out football player got into an argument that escalated into a physical altercation. Benson allegedly punched Charles in the face several times, resulting in severe injury in the face. You can Google Cedric Benson or Clevens Charles to actually see. He put a good good licking on him. I'm not laughing. Not funny. That is your entertainment and national news coming to you live out of Tampa tonight in place of CeeLo. We'll be right back. It's
11:22. Calm down, baby. Hold on, hold on. Come here. Let me talk to you for a second. Talk, huh? Got a couple questions for you, man. Let's go. We ain't finished. I wish we could go back to start. We took a beating, but baby girl, you took my heart. You the hottest in town. I'm the hottest around. I feel like Carrie Hilson, baby. Love came around and knocked me down. Yes, I'm talking about you, I got the blues. The shorty was my best friend in my boot. You can never find a shorty that's like mine. And no one on the corner got a swagger like mine. In due time, you'll be back. Never will I stop trying. Forever you misstep. If I'm lying, then I'll be crying. If you knew better, you do better. And who better than who knows you, who molds you? Don't nobody know you like I know you, baby. Every good thing must come to an end, but sometimes you gotta go through bad if you wanna be built to last. Baby, I ain't worried about your past, cause our future looking bright. I'm already smelling that gas. I said some things I ain't mean to say only cause I was mad. Wasn't packing, I was putting my dirty clothes in the bag. I admit you got the best of me, that's why I never leave. We had a teenage love affair like 18. Don't put me in the same position as Kanye. So heartless, regretting that I started this. You swept me off my feet like somebody pulling the carpet. For you, I was a victim, yet Cupid's target. I don't understand why the relationship on standby. No other nigga competing. I got him by a landslide. I need you on my team. Together, we build a franchise. Just answer one question, baby. All I wanna know is.
Tonight we're talking about being in debt and building financial wealth, I believe, with our guest, Carla Adams. Thank you for joining us tonight.
No doubt.
Thank you for having me this evening.
Carla, you spoke of budgeting before the break, and I just want to share this point as, you know, we bring the show to a close almost. It's 11:27 in New York City. It's 11:27 in Pennsylvania. Regardless of where you are in the world, thanks for rocking with us tonight inside Money Monday. And remember, budgeting is not a method by which you make other people behave. Budgeting is a method by which you make money behave. And you've got to take control of your money by budgeting and balancing your budget and staying away from those overdrafts. I mentioned, if you've bounced the freaking check in the last 30 days, you are in denial that your finances are out of order. Overdrafts are signs of a crisis living and sloppy, lazy money habits. It is what it is. Carla, if anyone is interested in Financial Peace University, how can they get connected? When is the next class being offered?
The next class is being offered here in Tampa, September the 13th, that I will be facilitating. If you are anywhere else in the country, you can always go to DaveRamsey.com and see where there is a class in your area. I do want to say thank you, truly thank you for having me this evening. I give
Absolutely.
God all the honor, all the glory for choosing me and allowing me to help people. That's been my passion. I enjoy helping people to see hope in their life. And I truly believe that when individuals get their finances under control and they, it is a trickle effect for the other areas in their life, in their relationships, in their families. And on a final word, I just have five quick points. One, get out of debt. Get out of debt, get debt free. Get on a budget. Write it, do it, live it. Live on less than you make. Save for an emergency. And then, last but not least, build your own wealth. It's not going to come find you at home. It's not going to fall out the sky. You got to take action. It does not happen quickly, but as I tell my students in my class, it is a process. It is a process that you can win. Thank you for having me this evening.
Carla Adams, facilitator for Dave Ramsey's Financial Peace University session. I'm in it. Toya's been through it. Domer is looking for the next class in her area. You should be looking for it as well. We have 29 minutes left in the show. 917-889-3926. If you have questions, or you can hit us up, tmhymanradiolive@gmail.com. tmhymanradiolive@gmail.com. If you have questions for Ms. Adams, hit us up. We will get them to her. And Carla, you're welcome to come back every Monday as we discuss ways to beat debt and build wealth right here inside Money Monday. Thank you.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show.
A long journey of fear, under the hands of cars. We have something to tell you. I don't know which way she'll perform, but I can't perform this one too for you. You know they're gone through. You're in trouble.
She gets up every morning, gonna drag us on for the bed. Round her under, it's been storming. Then she pops up a cigarette. Nobody wants to become boring. Wild and ever since, and plus she was so charming. How could she resist? She can't get the call back. Oh, no. The all that she had to fall back. It hurts so bad to get played like that, and it burns, always burns. Now she's broken and bitter, heart is frozen over like winter. Little lovesick girl, as she watches the world as it turns.
Watch. Chuck. We're going like this, so. Hear me?
Tell me.
Style and professionalism seals the deal. HAC Media, your executive multimedia consultants specializing in business management, videography, sound recording, marketing, and public relations. Log on to www.hacmedia.com or in the Northeast, call 757-714-4006. In the Southeast, call 813-407-4062. Where style and professionalism seals the deal. HAC Media.
Ladies, if you're anything like me, you never have enough time in your day to handle all of the important things. So why waste your valuable time running from store to store to purchase everyday items? Listen, I have your solution. Log on to www.determineyourdestiny.com. It's your one-stop shop for just about everything you need, from cleaning to nutrition to beauty. If it's in your home, it's on the site, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So log on to www.determineyourdestiny.com. Exclusive items right at your fingertips at your convenience. Determine your destiny.
Feeling a little stressed? Just need some total relaxation? Well, Massages for Life is that place. Why don't you call Dee Dee? A certified professional massage therapist who can relieve that stress and get that monkey off your back. Call her, 757-270-6469. Dee Dee, Massages for Life. Let her relieve your stress.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show.
Thank you.
Inspired by TMG here on TM Hyman Radio Live. Thanks again for joining us this Money Monday. And again, a big thank you to our guest, Carla Adams, I believe. It is Adams, correct, parents?
That's right.
Yes. And not Adams, right?
That's right.
She came by to share her knowledge about the Financial Peace University program that's being offered through, I believe, your church in Tampa at the time. So, you know, again, if you are interested in taking the class, then you need to log on to DaveRamsey.com. I do know that the class, if it's not offered in your area, you can actually take the class online. So you can find out more about that. Just log on to DaveRamsey.com. It is worth taking, even if you can't be in a classroom setting. If you and someone else, you know, you find an accountability partner and you guys take the class online together, that should work for you as well. So definitely recommend it for everyone.
Absolutely. Big up to Carla, who's still hanging out with us, and she has an open mic. So big up to you.
Hey, thanks again for having me. Thanks a lot.
Absolutely. I'm being compelled to say this, and I don't know why, but Carla and I came together through our local church. And, you know, our local church is far from being a perfect church because, you know, it has a congregation of imperfect people. So it can never be a perfect church. But it's the perfect church for imperfect people, you know, if you get that. If you are without a church home, go back to the church in which you came from. Try to build it up. You know, there are no perfect churches, but there are people who can come together with dreams and aspirations and good intentions that could help you out. Carla brought, you know, financial peace to our church. I'm in the class and I'm benefiting from it. You know, because she stayed connected. Don't complain about, you know, what the church is doing or not doing if you're not a part of it trying to make some things happen. If you're sitting at home, you know, at Bedside Baptist on Sunday morning, you know, watching a televangelist, get up, brush your teeth, wash your face, put something on, and go back to church. Support your local church, or find one to support, because there are a lot of them out there who need some help. Ms. Adams, thank you for the help you're providing, and you have my continued support in the support of this program. Thank you very much.
Thank you, and I'll also throw out there a word of encouragement for those that would like to help their church. I'm not recruiting or anything, but if you want to help your church and their mission, and that's in finances, be a facilitator for your church. You can bring this program to your church. And I don't say that because I'm not paid by Dave Ramsey. I totally do this for the love of the people and the love of the mission. I truly believe that all of the money that is needed in order to build the kingdom is already in the church. People just need to change their behaviors and be obedient, and we'll be very successful. Thanks again for having me.
You are welcome, my friend. Hey, big up to Noah. That's Nehemiah's Operation at Hand. A team of leaders coming together to make some stuff happen in the city of Tampa. Again, big up to Noah. Nehemiah's Operation at Hand. We'll be back.
I would like to say hi to everybody listening, but this is more like a dedication, you know, to my baby, my boo. We've been together for like 3 years now. Yeah, we had our ups and downs. I feel like, see, I need to tell you this.
Nothing so far. We ain't giving up. We ain't giving up. I've been here before.
We ain't shook, our brick house ain't scared of the big bad wolf. Now blowing down the foundation that we put up. And we put up with so much that we can't stop. Not a force that we can't block. Now think about the name of mountain that we can't hop. It's just another umbrella on another rainy day. And look, we gon' stay together no matter what people say. Cause look, you all I need like Tammy and Marvin Gaye. And nothing gon' take it away. So forever, baby, we gon' stay. Go to 3,000 like Andre name. We ruined the whole week for a week in love. At the finish line taping, we can't bust till we get to so close to where we feel confident. We drop something on the reset button like... You're right. I've been together 3 years, can't nobody divide us. The mother labels came in to sign us. You can be my ladder, baby, damn me to climb up. So high up that we changing the climate. The top, baby, they can't find us. Yeah, we on the road, they can fight the dust as we speed on the road. I must be through with these nappy-headed hoes. You know? No trade like Ramsey, no breaking our family. See, we rockin', rollin', rollin' rock. Cause all trust, no strap, like hope to top. TMG, yeah, we all we got. Yeah. I just can't see myself for nobody else but you. I mean, we gon' roll this thing out. We gon' get to the top, I swear. Just me and you. Yeah.
Might sound like a joke, But I'm thinking about getting me one of them signs that say, call 1-800-whatever, and I will help you get rid of your debt for $250. Because I see those signs, and I have family that work in hair salons. And I've been in some of them hair salons and hear the people in there talking about calling these numbers, or they know such and such, and they'll help you get your credit fixed for $500, when there's nothing that person can do that you can't do yourself, and you're going to give them all that money to fix your credit.
How are they going to fix it? What are they doing?
Most of the time, all they're going to do, they're going to call, they're going to get your credit report, and they're going to call everything, every negative thing on your credit report, and ask them if maybe they can cut a deal. Or first, they're going to challenge it. Because if they challenge it with the credit bureau and they don't reply in time, it automatically has to be removed by law. And they'll see how many of those things they can knock off. And then from there, they'll start saying about negotiating. But you can do that yourself. They're not going to do any kind of better negotiation with those individuals than they would do with you.
Mm-hmm. That's education. That's education. Because I'm going to tell you what I think. I think I'm not sure, and I'm not trying to make fun in any way, but the one thing that I am is I am real about, you know, what I do, what I believe in, who I believe in, you know, and I'm not sure, but do you all know who Peter Popoff is?
No.
No.
Have y'all ever heard of Peter Popoff? And this is a real person. Peter Popoff. And Carla's still hanging out, so I'm going to bring her back on. Carla, have you ever heard of Peter Popoff?
Yes, I have.
Okay, so listen. Peter Popoff is a minister. I'm not sure if he's an evangelist or not. But Peter Popoff tells people they're going to get money. And, you know, if you get this water from him, this spring water, he'll send you some information and tell you, you know, how to, you know, fix stuff. But it's clearly God, and, you know, I think he calls it debt cancellation. And I don't want to misquote him, but I think Peter Popoff calls it debt cancellation. He actually tells people to do exactly what you just said, Coop.
Sure.
You know, contact such and such. Tell them this. Tell them that. To the T. And people have been known to get money, get bills canceled, and all kind of stuff. And I think it's because, you know, what you just said. Knowledge is power. And if you know exactly what to say to the right people, guess what? It's called negotiating. Or if they don't respond in a certain amount of time, then they're forced by law, exactly what you just said, to have to get rid of it, eliminate that from your credit report. And again, it brought that back to me because I've sat and watched Peter Popoff and all of the many, many people who say, you know, that what he said came to pass, and he's giving them some good information.
Yeah, it's like a lot of people don't realize when they have bill collectors that call their homes and they harass them. They get on the phone and they be cussing these bill collectors out, arguing with them, but they don't know that that's what they want you to do. They want you to get so upset that you give them whatever they're asking for, when a lot of times they don't even have a right to the amount they're asking for. There are cases where they'll ask for money for bills that are passed that shouldn't even be on your credit anymore. All you have to do is challenge them and say that this thing is over 7 years old and should be removed, and it would be removed. But people will pay it because they don't want them calling anymore. And with some of these collectors, you can just tell them, you can say, hey, look, by law, you cannot call me at my job or call me at home once I tell you to stop calling me and bothering me. Some of them might say, well, you have to write them a letter, but they give you that address, you write them a letter and say, do not contact me at all. And they cannot contact you anymore. But most people don't realize that. Some of those like collectors have even been sued, where they might be trying to collect on a debt that's only $2,000, and they wind up getting sued for more than what the debt was worth. And they lose because they violate the laws and guidelines they have to stick to. but people just don't know.
People just don't know. I mean, and again, no one has had to battle money, knowledge, excuse me, money. Knowledge is power. And we got to get a clue, my friends. And I just want to clarify, by no means was I trying to promote or, you know, give any type of positive promotions to Peter Popoff, because you got to see that for yourself. It's pretty interesting. But I know the debt cancellation is something that people proclaim to be real. Coop, thanks for hanging out with us tonight, man.
All right,
we're trying to beat debt, and we're building wealth, folks, every Monday, inside Money Monday. Wednesday night, 10 p.m., Friday night, 10 p.m., Sunday night, 7 p.m. Angels, take us home.
Be blessed.
Oh, yeah. Be blessed.
Whatever you do, do it well.
Whatever you do, do it well. Hey, Coop, hey, thanks for rocking with us, bro. You got any last-minute feedback, comments, shout-outs?
Yeah, make it a we world, not a me world.
Make it a we world. Good night, everybody. Be safe.
Talk radio show. CM High Mid Live 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 Talk Radio